National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Sasha Foot. Police have made their first arrests in relation to a riot event following a terror incident outside a church in Western Sydney. The New South Wales Police Commissioner previously warned that they would come for those involved in the Wakeley riot. Over 50 police cars were allegedly damaged and some officers hospitalised after police responded to the alleged stabbing of a bishop on Monday night. Paramedics say they were forced to retreat into the church for 3.5 hours. Police arrested a 19-year-old man this evening. He's been taken to Blacktown Police Station. Heading overseas, the United States and the European Union have promised to impose further sanctions on Iran after the nation launched its first ever direct attack on Israel. More than 300 missiles and drones were fired in Saturday's attack, which Iran said was in retaliation to a fatal Israeli airstrike on its consulate in Syria. US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said she expects to take action in the coming days, floating the idea of sanctioning Iranian oil exports. The EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, also said it would begin the necessary work related to sanctions. And the UK's Foreign Secretary, David Cameron, has landed in Israel for talks after the Israeli government vowed to retaliate. The visit comes as Western nations seek to prevent further escalation in the Middle East. From Jerusalem, here's the BBC's James Landale.
Britain and other Western powers are united in urging restraint on Israel after Iran's unprecedented missile and drone attack. Lord Cameron is one of several foreign ministers dispatched to deliver that message on the ground. He's expected to meet Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Herzog, and his counterpart Israel Katz. And he's likely to echo what Rishi Sunak said in a telephone call with Mr. Netanyahu last night. The Prime Minister stressed that significant escalation was in no one's interest. This was a moment, he said, for calm heads to prevail.
Back home, and over $500 million in federal government loans will be made available for critical mineral processing across the country. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
$400 million in federal funding will be loaned to the nation's first alumina processing facility in Queensland, with an additional $185 million loaned to fast-track a graphite project in South Australia. The two projects will provide materials used in the making of lithium-ion batteries and other renewable technology. Speaking from the Gladstone Alumina Processing Plant, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the investment is essential to deliver major national projects.
This is what is going to power Queensland. This is where the investment will be.
Noah Seckham, National Radio News, Canberra.
New research shows Indigenous women are doing the most unpaid care work of any group. According to the Australian National University, the economic value of unpaid work by First Nations women could be as high as $118,000 annually. Associate Professor Dr. Elise Klein told NADA mainstream definitions of care often fail to identify the vast care provided by Aboriginal women.
You know, care of culture, care of country, care of community. And so there's a challenge for government to be better in terms of, you know, understanding and capturing and seeing all the work that Indigenous women are doing.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.